Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, February 17th, 2024. So, on a day that is one removed from a day that would have had a great pattern to 16-2024, did you do the crossword?
Well, with that kind of intro, I certainly did. I did.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just looking at, 17-2024 and thinking, we were so close to 16-2024. And this would have been even more impressive. We're going to have to remember this episode. So when we come back in December, it'll be 12-16-2024 and a cause for celebration for numericists everywhere.
Well, let's put it on our calendar.
Yes. Uh-huh. And I know what day I'm going to put it on. 12-16-2024. All right. Let's see. What do you think of the crossword?
Well, I thought it was a good Saturday crossword because it, for me, was a good challenge, but it wasn't impossibly challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I liked it.
I found it to be...
And I also learned things from it.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found it to be surprisingly straightforward.
Yes.
I was expecting it to be harder. So for me, this week, Thursday has been by far the most difficult crossword.
Oh, uh-huh.
This one was not too bad.
Oh, well, that's good.
You know, I always get this, although you never can tell, right? You start thinking, oh, this is easy, and suddenly you run into a corner, just get absolutely mired in some part of the grid, and just like, hey, why did it go from easy to impossible by just moving one square over?
Right.
But this one was, I think, fairly consistent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like Thursday and Friday, I think I had troubles where I just like ran into a corner and thought, I'm doomed. Here, everywhere, I was able to sort of nibble away.
Oh, I see.
Although, one across gave me a headache, ironically. one across being a headache helper, and I put down a leave.
Me too.
Did you?
I did.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it was Advil.
It was Advil. And I had a leave in there for a while, and so that sort of messed up all sorts of things.
I'm sure, yes. I know. I had that problem, too. Wonder if Advil did something to rate the first clue in the puzzle.
You think this is product...
Sponsored by Advil.
Product placement?
I don't know. Probably not.
I bet Will is completely incorruptible, possibly uncorruptible, when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Six across, tot scratches. I put down boo-boos.
Oh, did you?
And that turned out to be right.
Hmm.
I was as surprised as anyone.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Two down was your tempting fate. Don't jinx it.
That's right.
And I could have sworn that was going to be a debut. That just sounded like it would be a debut, but it was not.
Oh.
This is the second time it has appeared in the New York Times.
Hmm. Interesting.
It appeared once 12 years ago.
Wow.
So this is the 12th anniversary of the first appearance of Don't Jinx It.
Wow.
The one next to it, three down, goggles that aren't meant to go underwater was VR headsets.
Yes.
Who calls them goggles? That just sounded wrong.
I wanted to put the Vision Pro in there, but...
V-I-S-I-O-N-P-R-O. Nope. Well, it is plural. Of course.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyways, that is a spatial computing device.
So.
Certainly not a goggle. Although people might goggle at you when you're wearing them.
I was going to say, it looks kind of like a goggle.
it's a monogoggle. Uh-huh. It's just like one continuous piece of extremely expensive glass. Four down, construction materials named after a capital, and that was I-beams.
Right.
You know, when I had a leave, I was trying to think of a capital that started with a V, and it was a construction material, and the only thing I could come up with was Velcro. And I don't know how many buildings are built with Velcro.
None, I hope.
Well, they might have been, but they've all fallen down when someone went, tug!
Yep.
And thus went down the Velcro tower.
Right.
Anyways, I thought I-beam was brilliant.
Yeah, that was very clever.
Five down next to it, headliner was lead. I guess the headliner is the lead.
Yes, of course.
No, for some reason it didn't quite resonate, but let's see. Six down was poster's place, and I wanted it to be like a billboard or something, but it was blog.
That's right.
That was sort of surprising.
Yep. Would you like to hear what I learned from the puzzle?
Certainly.
First of all, I learned that 45 across, nickname for Time's 2023 Person of the Year, was T Swizzle.
Yes.
For Taylor Swift.
I like that. It was sort
T
of like
Swizzle.
Two puzzles in the price of one. First, you had to figure out who the 2023 Person of the Year was.
Right.
And then you had to figure out her nickname.
Yeah. T-shirts.
Were you aware of that being her nickname?
No, I'd never heard that. So I'm obviously not a Swiftie here. But anyway, 36 across, tisk, tisk, in text speak was SMH, which stands for shakes my head.
Yes, remember we had that conversation a few days ago.
Oh, we did.
Yes, we did.
I thought it was a different
Nope, because I originally postulated it was shut my hole.
Oh, that's right.
And then corrected
well,
it.
Well, here I learned it and immediately forgot.
Well, you've learned it a second time. The right. Third time it'll stick with you.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, those were the two that I learned.
I learned, let's see, what did I learn? Quite a few things. For example, 29 down, that being the Japanese-Italian fusion dish, was sushi pizza.
Yeah.
That just sounds like something that we don't necessarily need in this world, but I don't know. I shouldn't be too judgmental there. Apartment units, 28 down, was square feet.
That's right.
That was good. I was trying to work like studio into it.
Oh, uh-huh.
But that didn't go too far.
No.
Let's see here. 43 down, head for the toilet, say, was the answer was slang.
Yes.
As in head for the toilet.
Yes. Yes, that was very clever.
Mm-hmm. I think the best of all, though, was 61 across. Drinks are on me. Bar menu.
Yeah.
That was great.
That's right, yeah. Yep.
Let's see. Oh, and also 17 down, small part of a window. So I had it starting with P and ending with EL, and I thought panel. And I'm like, I mean, there's a pane. A pane is a part of a window.
It's not a small part, though. It's the major part.
Well, it was part of a window, and so I thought I was doing pretty well there.
But not small. It's the main part, so it's like the largest part of the window.
Right, which is why it turned out to not be the correct answer, the correct answer being pixel.
That's right.
Which was a very good, that was a very good clue for that.
Yes, it was.
Small part of a window.
Mm-hmm. Oh, another thing I learned was 60 across. Don't tell me we already talked about this. Finished, colloquially, dunzo. Dunzo.
That is a great word.
Isn't that a great word? I'm going to say dunzo from now on.
Okay.
Well, I'm dunzo.
I'm dunzo. Maybe we got to figure out the pronunciation and just make sure it also isn't the name of a Muppet. It sounds like one. Here comes Donzo.
That's Gonzo.
Oh, Gonzo. Okay. I wonder if Gonzo, when he leaves the set, says, I'm Gonzo and I'm Dunzo.
And perhaps we need to know the actual...
Origin?
Not origin, but the actual definition of finished. I mean, finished, does it mean you finished something, you're dunzo, or you're finished like you failed, dunzo, or finished like you finished something on a piece of furniture, you know, wood finishing, dunzo. You know, you need to know what the definition of finished is in that particular situation.
I would say it's just the first. It's just generally, I am done.
Dunzo?
Like, instead of saying, I am so done, I am dunzo. Mm-hmm. That's my theory as to the origin of dunzo.
Well, I think we should still look it up.
Listeners, if any of you use the word dunzo in ordinary conversation, mm-hmm. please drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com.
To me, it sounds kind of fatalistic, like, you know, I'm finished.
I'm done,
like,
so?
I'm done. I'm done, so.
To me, it sounds like it's got sort of a little bit of a happy, I'm donezo. Oh. I mean, you know, because I think about, again, I think about gonzo. And so I just think that it's actually a positive thing to be uh-huh. donezo.
Gonzo is sort of the no one knows what gonzo is.
Well, maybe no one knows what donezo is. We'll see if any listeners take us up on that.
Okay.
53 across, I think. Well, no, this is interesting because this was a debut. I could have sworn we've had this before. Rapper Doja Cat. Right. So the answer was Doja. It was rapper blank Cat 53 across. And we must have had, maybe we had Doja in the clue and Cat was the answer.
Could be.
Because don't you think we've had Doja before? Or is it, somehow, I remember that name and I'm pretty sure I wasn't listening to it on NPR. Okay. So,
and it had to have been in the crossword.
That's about it. Or pop culture happy hour. That's another possibility. Let's see. We had, of course, the contractually obligated, talking about product placement, show with a joke swap segment in brief, SNL.
Yes.
Have you ever seen the joke swap segment?
No, I don't even know what that is.
I guess when you swap jokes. One person tells the joke, the other tells one right back.
I see.
My last answer here was, let's see, it was the junction of eight down, like some shows and bands. It turned out to be one man.
Right.
And 20 across, NBA team that shares an arena with the NHL stars familiarly, and it was Mavs.
That's right.
Originally, I had Cavs because I was thinking of the... Is it the Cleveland Cavaliers?
That's correct.
So I had Cavs, no. Which meant that like some shows and bands, one can. And I'm like, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it's the Dallas Mavericks.
Ah.
I knew it because it was like the Stars, which is what their hockey team.
Dallas is a hockey team?
Well, what did it say there? The NBA team, yeah, NHL, that would be the National Hockey League. So wow. I thought, well, Stars, that would probably be Texas. I just, so that led me to Mavs. Also, Mavs is really a very common clue now, it seems.
Hmm.
We see that quite a bit, don't we?
Well, that's a fascinating question. And our favorite resource, xwordinfo.com, tells us it's shown up 14 times.
What about just Mav?
Mav?
Uh-huh.
Mav has shown up a total, let's see, Mav has shown up a total of 44 times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It first showed up in 1995, Dallas player for short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it wouldn't have been a short Dallas player, right? Because they're basketball.
No, they'd be pretty tall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
But yeah, Mav or Mavs. That's kind of been a pretty common clue as of late.
See, I think a better clue would have been tall Dallas player for short. But maybe that would have given it away. I don't know. But I think the humor factor would have made it worthwhile. All right. Well, I think that's it for the crossword.
Okay.
But it is Saturday, which means it's time for the Jem Kutwa, Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award.
That's right.
And listeners, as you know, this is the segment of our podcast where we go back through the crosswords of the previous week and suss out the very best. And today we have selected Thursday.
That's right.
Because there was just no contest.
Well,
okay, there was a contest.
Yeah. Good ones, but this one, it was a construction masterpiece when you think about it. I mean, really. Creating a crossword is not easy, but creating a crossword where you actually can put two words in the same area, and you do that, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 times, you know, one going across, one going down, pretty amazing.
Right, because the clues worked for when those the intersecting square either had two letters in it or no letters in it.
Right. But two words that essentially made the same thing, one of them having double letters and one of them not. And it was just incredible.
Right. We should just illustrate with one. Mm-hmm. Like three down, yeah, sat on a clothesline, say. And the answer could have either been D-R-I, empty space, empty square, E-D, so dried. Mm-hmm. Or if you put two P's in that fourth square, it would have been dripped.
Right.
And reading across, 19 across, disturb in a way could have been R-I, and then you left an empty square, L-E, rile. Or you put those two P's in there, the same one that formed the part of dripped, and you'd have ripple. Mm-hmm. And that too is to disturb in a way, to ripple.
Right.
So, and they did that, as you say.
They did that 10 times, essentially.
Right.
Five different crosses.
Mm-hmm.
So, and just amazing.
And the rest of the clues were very good as well. Mm-hmm. This was by Teddy Katz and Rich Katz. And Teddy and Rich, if you are so inclined, drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, and we'll have some lovely Wisconsin swag, as well as a personally signed Jam Katwa certificate winging its way towards you in no time.
That's right. And don't forget the t-shirt.
And don't forget, that's right, the t-shirt. The rare t-shirt.
Uh-huh. In this case, it'd be t-shirts.
T-shirt. That's true. Twice as much swag as usual.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hope the post office is ready for it. All right. That is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yep.
Thanks for helping make this be one of the most popular podcasts about the New York Times crossword to come out of Northeast Wisconsin. And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow, a.k.a. Sunday's crossword, tomorrow.
Bye-bye.